Welcome back to episode 3 of your girl's favorite bod.
That should just be the intro.
Your favorite bod.
Not to laugh.
Your pod.
Pod's here. Welcome to episode 3 of your girl's favorite podcast, Down to Pod, Jersey Shore Rewatch Podcast. Today we're watching season 1, episode 3, Good Riddance. The love triangle gets even more intense when Ronnie catches Sammy giving her number to another guy, and a housemate chooses to leave the shore for good.
Just like at the end of the last episode, we start this episode with JWoww kind of in denial about her cheating. But I also realize at the start of this episode, does JWoww have like a cool mullet?
That's her extensions.
Oh my God, it's terrible extensions. Okay.
It's so bad. That's why it was like Sammy's are so impressive, because you wouldn't think she has extensions,
yeah.
But she said it in the intro that
they
she always
blend.
Has them in.
But I think she also has long hair with extensions.
Yeah, she has long hair, solid color.
Jenny has short hair with extensions
that are really long. That like dark
But she's
hair.
Rocking it. Like I truly like, I was like, oh, she's just like rocking this like mullet, but she still looks hot and cool.
Yeah, well, because everything about her is like that girl, like the hot, cool girl that you want to be, but you're kind of scared to be.
Sometimes I really like her hair, like in like when she styles it certain ways, I'm like, oh, she looks really good. But like most of the time, it just looks like a hot mess,
like ratty.
Yeah, I was watching it with Jeff last night, and I was just like, why is her hair always just like matted and gross, and it just looks like a rat's nest? And he's like, it gives wig vibes, and I'm like, it really does.
It's like, it's the extensions.
Like a costume wig, you know, like how it gets, like it's not, it's just synthetic hair and it gets all matted and frayed and nasty. That is what her hair is giving.
So then Polly has a quote that I really like, because she's kind of like, no, we didn't do this. And he's like, eh, she just doesn't want to feel like a trash bag. She has a boyfriend. She kissed me with her tongue.
It was great, because like, she's like, I know what I did, and I didn't do that. So everyone's like, no, you did.
He emphasizes, she kissed me with her tongue. And it's like, so if she didn't kiss you with her tongue, it wouldn't be bad?
Tongue is a hookup. No, yep. Tongue, not a hookup.
See, we're finding out what everyone's levels are. Like, everyone's levels. And he's like, if there's no tongue, there's no cheating.
Yeah.
Which, I mean,
I
with how they were doing,
like
if there wasn't tongue with how they were doing, that would be very strange.
Yeah.
Like, could you imagine being like that intertwined with someone's body, and then you're just like,
it's kind of what they were doing the first night.
We don't know what happened behind the hand, in all fairness, Nicole.
Yeah, that's true. You couldn't see.
No, you know those two, because they like, they're hot for each other.
They are. They're like such a good couple. Like, they've got such good chemistry.
Mm-hmm.
I just want them to like get together.
They do have a lot of natural chemistry, but because you guys have seen like all of the context of this. Like, to me right now, I don't know if they're good for each other, but
no,
they have a lot of chemistry.
Think so. Yeah, no. I think they would be terrible together, but they look good
but
together.
But you still want it to happen.
Yeah.
But like, if they wanted to, like, if they were both single and just like hook up, like, they would be great. Like, the, like, okay, well, you didn't find, I didn't find anyone. I think they would be great together.
Yeah.
I think they'd both have a great time.
Like, friends with benefits, but I feel like Jenny would just...
There was a praying mantis. Yeah, like either ruin the friendship or
in
the dynamic of the house.
Yeah,
or start to feel ownership, or she would whip Polly
into submission. I actually feel like she might still be like out like looking for other people, and he would be just like subservient to her.
She does seem like she is dominant in a sexual relationship.
Yeah, well, as we see once Tom comes in, her boyfriend, well, you kind of see like.
Yeah.
The men that she gets, like, they pretty much worship her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Which, get it, girl?
Yeah.
So then we go back to Sammy and Mike, and the games continue.
Oh my God, I know.
How awkward. Do you think that they knew, like, that they changed up their shifts and made Sammy, Mike, and Ronnie all go to work that morning together?
Probably.
Or was it already pre-scheduled?
Well, Sammy and Mike were already working together.
Yeah. I think Ronnie had a later shift, like a mid shift maybe. So he came in like halfway through.
He came in
through.
Just to mess
yeah,
with me. Ugh.
Pretty much. But like at the beginning, Sam and Mike are standing there talking, and he's like being like nice and giving her compliments. And then it cuts to his interview, and he's just like, yeah, I'm just trying to get her back so I can flick her away.
Yeah, like he wants her to want him so he can reject her. Like, basically just do the same thing that she did to him.
Yeah. It's not going to work.
Yeah.
But But then she's like the, oh, this is why I love you. Oh, I don't like you like that.
Yeah.
And stuff.
But it got so awkward she when she
get,
said that.
But she gets flirty with him. She goes she back keeps flirting and with him.
Yeah.
To make him do that. But then she's trying to be like, so that she can say, no, I wasn't giving him the wrong idea because I told him I don't like him like that. But I'm going to get super flirty with him at the same time.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Totally. And there's a few things throughout this episode that she does that like really make me question her motives.
Yeah.
But then Ronnie and JWoww, apparently JWoww is Ronnie's mentor at this point because he's going to her for advice about Sammy and how he likes her and how he's all excited about this new like blossoming romance that they have. So that was just like an interesting little side plot.
And I think that this relationship continues with like throughout. I feel like this is just like the start of them.
Mm-hmm.
But it seems like he does always go to her for advice. And I don't know that she loves being that person for him.
Is he going to go to Nicole? No. Like, really? Like, is that who? No.
Or Angelina.
Like, love her so much. I think that my sweet Nicole, beautiful, beautiful girl. But you're not asking her for relationship advice. And Angelina is just Angelina.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, yeah, you're gonna go to Jenny. Like,
yeah.
Because she does seem out of all of them, even though obviously the relationship stuff is a little questionable. She seems like pretty level-headed. Like she seems like she kind of has herself together because she hasn't been like sloppy drunk, like all this like weird stuff that way besides her stuff with Polly. But I don't even know it's her sloppy drunk. It's she likes him.
She likes Polly and she's young and not committed to Tom. She thinks she is, but she's not.
No.
Yeah. So now Tom comes to town and she starts off really with the best of intentions. She's going to be honest. She's going to own it. But she pretty much immediately chickens out.
Because he brings her flowers.
I know. He's so nice.
Like really big flowers too. And for someone young, those are expensive.
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
I mean, even for our age, those are expensive.
Yeah. Because he has like multiple bouquets of flowers. Yeah. And Snooki is just like, she's happy for JWoww, I think. But she's so like,
she wants a boyfriend so bad.
She wants that so bad for herself. And she's like, those are so nice. Like he's so nice. And then I think this is where Jenny really starts to realize like, oh, I do have this really nice guy that really cares about me.
Yeah.
And then of course he, and I don't know if like, you never know how much production is doing behind the scenes. Like, he's immediately like, yeah, just don't ever cheat on me. That's my one deal breaker.
Right.
Yeah. That was. Yeah.
And she's like, really? Like, that's, what if you've got a good girl, like, that just really cares for you? Okay, first of all, if you have a really good girl that cares for you, she's not going to be cheating on you.
He's like, yeah, why are you avoiding this question?
I always, she fully chickened out, which means she knows. Where she's like, no, I didn't. It's like, no, you know you did. Yeah. Otherwise, you would have been okay telling him. But again, that's not easy. And then, like, not only are you saying that to your relationship, but on TV.
Right.
Like, you don't know how it's going to go. Do you want any of your, like, anything he knows, any dirty laundry out there? Like,
right.
So I understand her not necessarily wanting to do with the cameras there, kind of chickening out on that.
Yeah.
So then
Angelina's friends.
Her friends. And my next note is that we find out her boyfriend has been married this whole time.
Yeah, that was the big bombshell at the club. But he shows up at the club. He won't come to the house.
Yeah.
So I was like, he doesn't want to be on camera.
He doesn't want to film. No.
No.
Because he's married.
Right.
Yeah. Still married with that.
Getting
that
was a divorce, but I don't think he really is. Mm-hmm. And I think that's why he doesn't want to be on camera.
And he doesn't want her to call him. He keeps getting so mad at her for calling him.
He hangs up on her every time and then he won't answer her calls.
And then when he comes to the club, I think when he leaves, he's like, don't contact me on the phone anymore or something crazy. He says something wild like that.
Which she doesn't have a cell phone.
Yeah.
She can't text him. So how else is she supposed to contact him? But I think bigger news than that is that her friends are Elena and Alana. What the fuck? Who came up with this?
Their parents.
like you can't write this shit.
Elena, Alana, and Angelina.
Yeah. Like, how did you find these people? I don't even understand.
Well, but she has all these nicknames too. Like, they call her Jolie a lot.
Yeah.
Or Angie. Like, so she's a little bit different. And maybe that's why, if she wanted to stand out amongst this group of three girls, she wanted to be the one that like stood out and was different. That kind of tracks with her personality, as we've seen it thus far.
So she found two people that have very similar names.
Yeah. So there'll be a blur to everyone else.
Yeah.
With that. But yeah, he's really mean to her at the club and like takes off on her. And then like her friends are the ones that spill all the deets to the roomies.
Right.
Like telling them about like he's no good to her and stuff. And like he's married and everyone's just like, what are you doing, girl?
Yeah.
With that.
Well, and later we'll find out that she goes home this episode. But I think that the reason that she goes home, I think that when he meets her at the club that night off camera, he was like, you need to quit the show. I'm not going to film. I'm not going to be a part of the show because, like, obviously he has a wife and he doesn't want her to find out. So he, like, convinces her, I think. Like, if you don't want to break up with me, then you've got to quit the show.
I mean, she does technically say he's why she's leaving because she's having a hard time with it.
Mm-hmm.
But it was just so dumb.
Yeah.
It was like everyone was, like, having a good time but her.
Yeah.
At the club. I thought it was super cute. All the boys, when they were heading to the club, had on their sunglasses and going to the club. I was like, this is so cute.
Sunglasses in the club. I remember those days, but gosh, how the hell do you see anything?
You don't. And that's how you end up home with what you end home with.
Well, and is this where Ronnie busts out his little dance, which he calls like his signature creep move?
It was so weird.
It's so weird, but like, he's so like, it was very unexpected because Ronnie seems kind of like this meathead, but like quieter, like more reserved guy. And then he just breaks it down.
Yeah.
It was like Gumby, like weird, like leg things. And I was like,
he was waiting to bust it out, Nicole.
Yeah.
And but I'm also like, you know, own it. Like you came here to dance. Like that's what the club's for. Like do it. Like
get down. So Angelina and her boyfriend break up.
And then they go back to the house.
Yeah, she leaves first and then her friends follow her and then everyone from the house follows her.
Yep. And then her boyfriend, while they're all back at the house, keeps calling the house and she won't get on the phone. And Ronnie's like, dude, just take the call.
Yeah.
Take the call.
But she's pissed off. She thinks that they're broken up and she has no interest in talking to him.
And so he starts texting her friends, which that actually like really bothered me. That like, she doesn't want to talk to you. Like, so then telling, like text her friends, like tell her to call me.
It's like, you're the one who's being an asshole.
Yeah, you were just rude to her no matter what's going on. If she's saying she doesn't want to talk, like, respect the girl's boundaries.
And
like,
you won't talk to her on the phone half the time anyways.
But I think he's been being an asshole the whole time. And then, like, he's an asshole on the phone, too. He's like, tell her to get her ass to the phone. He's like, just comes off as so such a douchebag.
And I feel bad because she's young. I have to remember that. It was like, granted, she gets older and I don't feel like it's better.
No.
I mean, I feel like she owns herself more when she's older. I think she's more in control. Yeah. But she's not nice.
No.
But I just am like, why? It grossed me out to like try and go through her friends to get to her.
Yeah.
When clearly her friends don't like you. And I'm also like, if I was her friends, I would have blocked his number.
Oh, yeah.
Because I was like, if I don't like your boyfriend, I don't want to have to communicate. Yeah. And I'm like, I'm agreeing with you to not talk to him. So I'm not going to be a way for him to do that.
I remember being the friend in that situation with like a toxic friend and her toxic boyfriend and just like having to kind of be the middleman sometimes. It was not fun.
It was not fun. I was mean to my friend's boyfriend. So yeah, if I thought they were out of line, I would be so mean. I gave notes because I was like, I have no stake in you. Like, I don't like you.
A lot of times I was
the Angelina in those situations. I was the girl in the toxic relationship and stuff. And so I'm like, I actually would get, I didn't like my friends giving my boyfriends their numbers that way too. Because I was like, when you're young, first off, I'm not going to pretend I was like a secure girl. I definitely wasn't. But I am like, if I don't want to talk to you, I don't want to talk to you.
Right.
If I'm choosing not to answer my phone, then leave me alone. I don't need to. My friends don't need to be bugged by you. It's not their business.
Yeah.
And stuff. So.
Yeah. I was definitely the friend that would always, the boyfriend didn't like. Because I would not hold back.
I could see that. You were a strong girl.
Yeah.
You're like, I am an independent woman.
Yeah. And if you treat my friend like shit, I'm going to be a bitch to you.
I know. So. I needed you too. These are the ones I needed in my life. This is what's bummer. I love that I've met you guys later in life. But oh man, if I'd gotten to have you guys.
There's a lot of boyfriends you wouldn't have seen again. No one would.
I know. I was just thinking that. That was like the unsaid part, but then you just said it.
That's the problem with me. I say the things.
I mean, I had a best friend that she would say the things, but I just...
I mean, you're not ready to hear it until you're ready to hear it.
That's true.
I wish, like, it would have been nice to, like, have, like, a girl tribe around. So I was like, Angelina had those girls. She had, like, it was more than just one friend. Because I had one friend who was, like, definitely stood up for me on it. But other friends who, like, they didn't, like be like, oh, it's fine. But they weren't, like, girl, cut it out. Or telling him to shut up. So I'm like, but Angelina, like, have these friends. Like, listen to them.
Right. Like. Take your friend's advice. Like they're clearly not okay with it. Like they're spreading around that he's married and all of that. So like they're clearly not happy about the situation.
Which makes you wonder like how much of Angelina's personality and the way that it's kind of shown in the show is her insecurity because she's very much like she wants to put out like I'm a classy girl. I'm all natural, like all this stuff.
Yeah.
But then it's like this whole time, like especially with the I'm a classy girl.
Like, you're...
But you're dating someone who's married.
Yeah, you're the other woman. Like, you're a mistress. You're not classy.
Which, I mean, who knows? Like, again, they're all very young. We don't really know the details of that relationship.
And maybe they really were getting a divorce, but...
The way it comes off,
yeah,
is not
the
great.
Way he's treating her. I mean, even if he was like he's acting
so shady,
But even if he was like full single and wasn't married, like
he still shouldn't be treating her like that.
Yeah, he's a dick. Everything we see of him is him being a dick.
Yeah, I felt bad for Ronnie in this scene because he's the one that keeps answering the phone when he calls, and he keeps having to run back and forth between Angelina and the phone.
He's like, "Someone do something."
He's like, "Can you please just talk to him? Like, I don't want to have to keep talking to him."
Well, that's right. Like, just leave the phone off the hook.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. If I was Ronnie, like, I'd be like, "No, I'm not answering anymore. Just let that duck quack." Like,
I feel like none of the roommates were pushing her. Besides him being annoyed answering the phone, yeah. I at least feel like the roommates. We're in consensus too. Yeah. Like, dude, yeah. Like you're asking for drama with this. Like, he's clearly not good.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I also, at this point in the episode, I think, oh, JWoww, because I keep wanting her to be honest. And like, I think she does want to be, but she's
scared.
She's not ready to like have this breakup and deal with the repercussions of being honest.
Well, we've all had those conversations where it's like you did something that you shouldn't have and you have to like apologize for it or like confess. And it's like just like not a fun conversation to have.
But like doing it on camera. Right. I'm like, oh, my gosh. Yeah. And then like if they like it, they're going to air it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's like that. But it's so sad because they're like curled up in bed and
they're so cute. Like he's so cute and he's clearly he loves so her. Into her.
Yeah. And I think that when she's around him, she really is into him. But if he's not around, she forgets that he exists. Mm-hmm. And I feel like it's like that relationship, like where the guy is way more into the girl. And it's just not even like you need someone that's equally as into you as you are into them, because otherwise that's going to happen. She's going to get bored and go off and do something with someone else that she thinks is hot. And that's what she did.
So the next thing that I kind of noted is Angelina is going to leave because she skips work, but then she comes in late and Danny is not forgiving of her like he was with Snooki, because at this point he's kind of like set up the ground rules. He's told them what his expectations are. Like he's letting them stay in his house. So then he comes over to the house and I'm so confused about this part. I don't know if it's like so the cameras can't hear them or if she's trying to do something sketchy, but she only wants to talk to him in the bathroom.
Yeah, that was so bizarre to me, too. I don't even understand what that was about. Like, was it she was just like too scared to face him? So she was like, I'm going to go to the bathroom. And if he wants to talk to me, he can talk to me in there. I don't know.
It's so weird. And Snooki talking about like, oh, the disrespect. But it's just like weird. Like, it just seems so odd.
It was disrespectful because she didn't call in.
Can you imagine talking to your boss like that? And
it wasn't Danny that she told that she wasn't coming in. It was that other manager there. Yeah. And stuff. And she's just like, I'm not coming. Like, I had a really bad night. I'm sick. He's like, okay, you're sick. She's like, yeah, I got really drunk last night. So you're hungover. No, I'm telling you I'm sick. And this is like, do you get it? Yeah, I'm totally getting it. No, you're not. I was like, oh my God, Angelina. And then she just disappears back to the house. Like nothing, no respect. So she hasn't even actually really worked yet. Because that one shift she didn't do anything. And he doesn't like her. And then he comes over there and is... Like,
and she won't talk to him.
Yeah. And she's just like, no, I'm just not working. I'm not doing it.
So then he's like, okay, get the fuck out of my house. Because if you're not going to work, you don't get to live in here for free.
Yeah. He's like, if you're not working for me, you're not in the house. So you're out. And I was really shocked. I was like, oh, it can't be real. They're not really going to like have a character go home over that. Like they're not going to give her a chance. But
I think she also wanted to leave though.
Oh, yeah.
And she makes a point of being like, oh, it's not because of all the stuff that's going on with my boyfriend. But it clearly is.
But that's what she said when she went in, though. She's like, I had a really bad night with my boyfriend. So I'm like, yeah, it was about your boyfriend.
Yeah.
It was about him. And you're like leaving this great opportunity. And look at how much money these people have made off of this.
Right. That's the thing. Well, I think that's why she comes back for season two. Oh, she just wants a cash grab. But like, that doesn't work out very well for her either.
No.
Wait, so did she have her garbage bags on the way out? I didn't notice that.
I didn't pay attention.
I don't know if they showed it there.
Yeah.
But she does snatch Mike's gray hair, which I just think is a funny reminder that he's like much older.
I know. She's like giving so much shit to him. But like, also, do you notice how no one tries to stop her?
No.
Like, everyone tried to stop Snooki from leaving, and she leaves like 2 days later, and they're just like, peace out.
Yeah. I was like, no one wants to stop her.
No interest.
And, well, because for the guys, like, she literally has been like, I just want to be a cockblock. Like, that's her right. mission. And
so none of them like her.
And the girls, like,
she's not a girl's girl. They know she's not going to have their back. So,
and she doesn't really want to try to have fun with them. Like, even in the club, when she's with that guy, she's like off by herself with a random guy. She's not like hanging out with the rest of the roommates, really.
Right.
Like, we don't see that much of her hanging out with them.
Yeah. She doesn't have friends.
So, J-Wild then does end up calling her boyfriend and confessing to him. And he hangs up on her, which is kind of understandable.
Yeah. I mean, he's pissed. And she doesn't seem like that surprised that he hangs up on her, but she's upset about it. She can tell.
She is upset.
I mean, kind of. But then when they're like, so are you single? She's like, if I am single, it's bad news. Like, she's excited and like, well, then he wants to break up with me. Then it's on.
Well, it's funny, too. She's like, I guess if I don't hear back from him in 24 hours, then I'm single.
I know. Like, she also says something really funny because, like, to me, J-Lo has kind of been like fucking shit up the whole time.
J-Lo again.
J-Lo.
I know.
Jenny. But in her opinion, to this point, she has been a, quote, Catholic nun.
Right. Right.
Which then I'm like, dang, girl, what is it like when you act out?
I know. And I'm like, what is going to happen? Because literally, you just were making out with Polly while you had a boyfriend. Like, what's gonna happen? Like, in my mind, you've done the worst thing that you can do. You cheated on your boyfriend.
It is funny that she's like, he's got 24 hours to call me. I was like, I don't know that he owes you, sweetie.
Right.
Like, this is you gotta make this up to him. Yeah. So I'm like, you have to decide, do you want this relationship to try and make it work on it? He doesn't need to go for you.
And it's kind of like the Ross and Rachel thing, like, were we on a break? If you're
if she does anything in this 24 hours, like,
right. If you're on a break with someone and you want to get back together with them, I don't think it should matter if you're on a break or not. If you want to get back together with them, you should not be sleeping with other people or like hooking up with other people. Like,
or at the very least, if you do that and they know, then you have to understand that's going to be talked about in your relationship.
You probably don't actually want to get back together with them. Like,
yeah,
deep down.
I don't know. I mean, we find out later. I think she cares about him. She's just not. Again, you're in a party place. Like, that's got to be.
They all should be single.
Yeah, they're young and like in this like party place, being plied with alcohol. But again, I was like, it's not his job to try and like get you back.
Right.
Like, if you want him, you gotta go for him, girl, and try and like fix this. But if you want to be single, go for it.
They have no business being in relationships. None of them. Like,
I feel like going on reality TV like that. You're like
in a shared house.
Yeah, you're
where
young.
It's like 50-50.
You're supposed to go party and hook up with people.
Yeah, like, the point is that they're giving you like this non-camera room for things. And also, I was like, they want you guys to do these things. So maybe. But I was like, but this stuff wasn't as common of like a reality show situation.
Yeah.
So maybe they didn't realize the full extent of the temptation of it, I guess. I mean, because now we literally have shows that's about trying to tempt people out of relationships. Yeah.
Temptation Island.
I was like, we've literally got that.
Yeah.
But yeah, I was like, oh, girl, I'm like, but I'm like, oh, so if you want to be single, I think
just be single.
I think it's going to be so fun to watch.
Right.
Single Jenny, let's go.
I love when they're single. Like any of them, when they're single, I'm like, this is so much better.
Fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, so this is also where I at least first clock that there is a guest room, like aka the hookup room in the house, because they all are kind of like laughing about the fact that Ronnie and Sammy are in the room together.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, they went on that little date.
Okay, so this is right. They go on the date. She kind of initiates the date. She wants to go play mini golf, but then she randomly invites Mike to the
date. She just wanted to make sure he knew. She didn't want him to come. She wanted him to know that it was the two of them going, because she knew he wouldn't. Like, what guy's going to do that? Because he knows it's just going to be a chance for Ron to rub it in his face. Like, she knew.
She's still rubbing it in his face. And this is where, like, I don't know how much she actually likes Ronnie. I think she does. I think she starts to like him, but versus how much she's using him just to, like, get under Mike's skin.
100%. Well, and then as, like, payback. So, Snooki, her friend Ryder's in town, and so they're like out at the bar, but then they go back to like hot tub, and they had invited Mike to go in the hot tub with them. And so then Mike's like, yeah, Snooki and her friend invited me to go in the hot tub. And I'm thinking about it. I'm not sure, but I might with them.
And again, you're going to go. You're going to do that. Like, Ryder's a little cutie.
But I don't even feel like it was like, oh, come in the hot tub with us. It was like, hey, we're going hot tubbing.
Yeah, I don't feel like they were
it was like a whole house invite for hot tub. Like, hey, we're going in. So it's going to be open and ready.
Yeah.
And stuff. But yeah, he was trying to make it, but I don't think it worked on her. But watching Ron and Sam on the date actually was like, it was such a like yuck for me.
Yeah.
Cause it was like the over the top of like, cause Ron's like, I never cuddle anyone, but I was cuddling you. Yeah. And like, they're just like that over the top. Like, you guys are only a couple days in.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, but I like you so much. I do all these things for, I would never do for anyone else. And it just, I don't know. It always like, it made me feel like when guys come on too strong, like just that like overly of like, let me pamper you, my princess. And you're just like, oh, girls.
Well, and it's hard to say too how much, I don't love them together because it seems like Ronnie is also kind of just like wants to like rub it in Mike's face that like he won, he got the girl.
Yeah.
Like it is sweet that he like pays for the date and it's like trying to be kind of like traditional, like gentlemanly, but once they actually get on the date, like, it seems very performative for both of them.
Like,
their relationship
is
like,
I like you so much.
Well, and he says, too, he makes a point of saying, like, we said a lot of things to each other that we didn't say to other people. Like, what did you say? You're not saying you love each other. Like, what are you possibly saying? What are you saying that you don't say to
but
other people?
But again, it's that, like, it's that weird thing when people, like, go over the top, like, mushy all in super fast and then are trying to act like the normal things they're doing or like the most intense romantic things. I was like, no, you guys.
Well,
like,
I think that's an immature relationship also. I feel like that was a lot. That was pretty common at that age where you just had that like,
oh my God,
this is, we're the first people to ever do this.
That. I've always said like the top thing I hate is I feel so different about you than any other girl. And I'm like, ugh. I was like, and we're done.
Yeah.
Like, and I, again, I love relationships.
Yeah.
Love them. But I'm just like, oh, just with that one, it did, like Michelle said, very performative on their parts with it. Of like, I think they're definitely attracted to each other. I don't know if they like each other right now. I think it's like, it's an attraction and they're curious and they like the way that each other's attention is making them feel. But I don't know how much they like are connected to each other yet just because they haven't really spent any time. There's been no real conversation.
It's all like physical stuff with them, like whereas actually like Sammy and Mike do kind of have that, like
they talk,
they have that rapport, like they do have chemistry. I don't love them together either, but like there was kind of like a genuine chemistry, I think, at this point between the two of them.
It's just, and like also knowing how Sam and Ron's relationship progresses, I just can't be a supporter of it, even in the early stages. I just know like how toxic it gets. Mm-hmm. And so it's like, just run, run for the hills. Like, don't do it. It's so bad.
Yeah. So I was like, that was definitely rough.
Mm-hmm.
But then they do, they get back and they go into what we find out. There's a guest room, eventually rebranded, as most people know, the Smush Room.
Yeah.
But they are the first ones to break that room in. And they went in there. There was
And did they actually hook up?
I think so, just because the way their positioning was after, but because eventually the camera does go on, but it seems like they did, because the further in you get, they do show like the people moving around under the covers. This one, they didn't show anything, but it looked like she was into his sweatpants and kind of their positioning
and
almost
she kept
seemed like
saying, oh, sorry, mom. So,
yeah.
Which
so,
also maybe don't even like, why is that in your brain when you're hooking up with someone?
I mean, I guess because there was a camera there, but like, it's still, it's the whole performative
thing. Which makes me wonder,
thing,
did they not go under the blankets? Is that why there was no, like, because everyone else, like, they, I think, are aware of the cameras. So they stay under the covers and stuff. Like, they keep everyone under. But I don't know. Well, I guess, no, we did get, didn't we get a shot of,
they
like,
were
you
under.
Can see her, like, it looked like she was taking pants off. So
there's a shot where she, like, pulls the blanket over her, too, I think.
Yeah, it's hard to say what was exactly going
but
on.
But I feel like I think they took it there, which I mean they're two consenting adults.
Yeah, they were both single, like they're definitely attracted to each other. It's fine. Yeah.
Oh yeah. I mean, hook up, but also your relationship is toxic. So maybe hook up with someone else.
Yeah, that takes a long time for them to see.
Yeah.
I also do feel though, like the whole I like this guy, but then he went and found another girl. And so now, like, that was definitely part of the whole, like, going out and clubbing culture and, like, dancing with some
revenge
guy while, like, making out with, like, and then, like, making eye contact with the guy you made out with last week. Like, that kind of thing was definitely a big part of it.
Oh, yeah. And then Snooki and Ryder. This is like my favorite because like 2 days ago, Snooki's in trouble for being drunk, trying to make out with everyone in the hot tub. But tonight, she's making out with everyone in the hot tub and no one seems to care.
Now they
because Ryder's here because they like her. They like her now. I think they've kind of realized who she is. But Ryder's there.
Right.
Because Ryder does eventually hook up with quite a few of them.
Yeah. Mike, which, for again, sure.
Yeah. I think she hooks up with Vinny at some point, too. Yeah. But I'm just like, whatever. She's a cute girl.
Yeah.
I'm like, I like her. I'm like, you own it, girl. But yeah, I think because it's not just Snooki that there's another person that it doesn't seem as like crazy.
Yeah.
Because I think if you're like the lone crazy drunk person, everyone can be like, oh, but they're like, oh, no, it's two. So it makes it, I think, a little more fun because it's another person's energy to feed off of. And that she can also put that kind of like hyper there, like focusing a lot on each other, too. Because boy, does Nicole and Ryder make out.
Yeah. They start making out and then gets the whole train rolling.
And then Snooki kisses Mike.
Yeah, they make out for a little while.
Yeah, I forgot about that. Yeah. I did not remember that.
But now I remember vaguely. I think when Ryder and Mike actually hook up, I think Snooki gets jealous. And I think that that's why, but I had forgotten all about this.
Because she says in her like little interview after her, either before or after her Mike kiss, she's talking about how like, he's like attractive and cute and like she says like, oh, he's kind of a douchebag, but she like likes that. She likes that he can like be both, and that's like what she's into because her dream is to marry a Guido.
Yeah. So I think that she does have some feelings for Mike, and I think that later down the seasons, like that's why she gets a little pissed off.
Well, because they become like really good friends too and stuff. And I think that that hookup here, it seems like they may have like off of the show hooked up a few times and stuff is what it sounds like. It's kind of because a lot of them, they don't talk about what happens between the seasons and stuff. But sometimes when they're fighting or bickering, you can tell. Comes up, like things come up and they're like, well, and stuff. But yeah, I was like shook by that. I didn't remember.
Yeah,
I forgot. Remember those two making out. And I was like, oh, because I assumed I was like, oh, Mike and Ryder. It's totally going to be those two.
He does say like he thinks Ryder is cute. Like he's into her. Like he says like, oh, I'm going to try to hook up with Ryder. But it's him and Snooki that end up kissing, at least that we see.
Yeah.
Yeah. But they, I mean, they don't go any further. But I think they're both totally okay.
Because he's making like his little eyes at the camera and like doing his eyebrow raises while this stuff is happening.
Like he knows. He likes it.
He does. That's the full like gym helper like office thing of just like the little nods at the camera. He gets really good at that, by the way. Yeah. Like he's good at playing that
Mike
stuff for the camera.
Entertaining.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. I was like, you may not always like him,
but he's entertaining.
He gives you a good show to watch.
Yeah. Like this show would not be the same without him. No. But like really any of them. Yeah. They all like, make it.
I mean, good riddance Angelina. Well, I was like, the show is perfectly fine.
Already forgot about her.
I know. I watching through, there's so many different things about where people come in and leave and all the stuff that I'm like, I didn't remember. So
yeah.
I'm like, I'm always like, oh, yeah. And you think like I love a show. I watched it. But the one I've more recently watched was The Family Vacation. So seeing their current things and then they're like referencing things. I'm like, huh?
I know.
I was like, that happened. But I really watched the show in real time on TV and little bits of rewatching. But I've been trying to save
then you
it.
Forget. Yeah.
So there's little things. But there's also some things no matter how times I see it. I'm like, oh, that happened. Like, yeah. We're trying to block that out. This
is not a good part of history.
So then we have a little segue where is it Polly that sets the barbecue on fire?
Oh my gosh, yes. And I didn't get it at the time. I remember watching this and being like, yeah, how'd that happen? But watching it with my adult eyes now, I was like, you idiot. Because you can see the propane tank underneath this barbecue. He's pouring in a bag of charcoal.
But why was there charcoal there?
Because I think the other side was charcoal.
Okay.
They did it on the wrong side. He poured all the stuff in there. Mike's just thinking he can't get the automatic starter to go because he tried it. So Mike lights it and all of a sudden it's all on fire. And he's like, what did you do? Why'd you have me light that? Because everyone's like, oh, I thought you knew because Mike does all the cooking. And he's like, I didn't realize you put charcoal in there.
Yeah.
So they're like trying to figure out if they ruined this thing and burn the house down. But I guess it ended up being okay. But I was like, there's literally a giant white propane tank against this like stark black barbecue. How do you not be like, maybe these two don't go hand in hand? I was like, wow, you guys have never barbecued. But I think
Mike should do all the cooking.
I think young 20-something me would have had no clue because I didn't know how to cook until after I was married.
Well, barbecuing is a whole other beast.
And the first couple years that I was married, we had beef because I was like, well, if you don't cook it all the way, it's rare, it's fine. But I couldn't make us chicken and stuff. I was like, I'm going to kill someone in our house. I was like so like freaked out, or like I'd have to go to the deli and buy like hot chicken.
Yeah.
It took me years into being married to learn how to cook.
Yeah. Jeff's always cooked all the meat. I don't like to cook meat. It grosses me out.
I mean, so. You guys don't even eat that much meat yeah, to begin
not
with.
Not anymore. So.
I married a carnivore.
Yeah.
This boy needs meat with everything, but of course he couldn't cook either.
Yeah.
We're both like, what do we do? So, oh my gosh, we like beg our parents to come over. Like, you're going to come over for dinner? Any chance you want to cook? Because my dad thought it was hilarious when I would try and cook. I set his stove on fire twice. So that's where I was like, I would totally have done
so
this.
So you really are Polly.
Yes. I'm like, I literally set the stove on fire twice trying to boil water. Like so enough to where like my dad had to paint the wall. Like it went up, fire extinguisher out, like a mess of things. So I'm like, I get it. But I'm just also like, as an adult, I'm like, oh like, my gosh.
How do you do this?
I was like, by the time I was Polly's age, I knew.
Well, they like how everyone keeps coming out like and looking like through the slider. They're
yeah, no
just,
one
like,
knows what to do with it.
Out.
They're like,
well, because they're like, is the house going to blow up yeah. for a little bit?
I guess I'd be nervous. There's a propane tank there.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's not completely unfounded. I feel like I am somehow both Mike and Polly in this situation because I like my whole family just has cooked. I've always cooked. Like I cooked a lot in college. But I also do stupid shit like that. Like I would put charcoal yeah. in a propane grill.
I was like, it makes sense if it was there. And it did look like a half-half grill, which again is something I've only known about in my recent life of like buying barbecues and smokers and all that yeah. stuff. Again, 20-something me, I don't know that I even like had ever used a propane
no.
grill at that point. Like all of my friends, it was charcoal grills. But I'm not lighting that. I don't know what I'm doing.
I still really wouldn't notice the difference. Like I get, like I understand what the difference is, but like, I don't, how do you tell? I mean, obviously you can see the white tank.
I mean, I could tell you, like you open it. There's like these little like great things
barbecue.
That stick up where the like fire is supposed to come out. But yeah,
Jeff always uses our grill.
I think it was a really funny moment though. It was that
I know.
Me, that was like a laugh out loud moment
yeah.
with that because they're all panicking
flames.
And it's like, how is there this many like technically adults in this house and only one of them knows how anything works?
None of them are adults. Mike's the only adult.
I was like, they should just leave it to Mike. Like, because yeah. he looks like he's a great cook. Like every time they do like
oh,
their
the
family
food he makes
dinners.
Looks really nice. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm just like, oh, my
I would
gosh.
Love to have him cook for me one day.
Oh, so much. Yeah. I was like.
When our podcast blows up.
Yeah.
Hey, Mike. Can bring your wifey.
He won't be the loser of that episode for
no.
sure.
He'll be the winner of that
He'll
episode
be the winner.
For sure. Okay, so then they're once again going out to the club. Is this the fancy club night or was that the night before?
This is the night that Jenny is in like acid wash jeans and like that little tiny blue top that has like the cutouts through her cleavage.
Okay.
That's all I remember about that night.
Oh, I think this is the fancy night because I think this is when Vinny like puts on his tie.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then I was like, okay, there's the fuck boy that would get me in the club.
Yeah.
I was like, he's so cute. Because I don't know. Maybe it's me looking back and like looking. I'm like, he looks like the little kid like wants to put on his little tie and look all cute for school.
Yeah.
And I was like, look at him. Look at him trying to be all fancy pants. And everyone else is like in like their full on club attire. But
like,
he's like, we're going fancy. But then he undoes the tie down and all stuff. So it looked like a little boy trying to dress up like his dad. It was so cute.
And Vinny does look really young.
Yeah. So young.
Okay. So at the club, Sammy is all over everyone, like her and Ronnie. I feel like she's still trying to flirt with Mike. And then randomly she has some friend who's a cop that
yeah,
like the
they
second...
all have these friends that they know.
Yeah, that's where I'm like, some of them, like I feel like every once in a while Nicole runs them. Vinny doesn't really ever run to anyone, but he is saying this is like his first time really out there. I don't know that he was really a clubber.
Yeah.
Like I understand he's like newer 21. But like even here, we had like 16 up and 18 up clubs and stuff. But I don't know if he was ever on any of that scene before.
I don't think so. He doesn't strike me as the type that was like a partier either. So I feel like this is because he doesn't even like seem like he drinks that much while he's on the show.
It's very rare that you see him get really TT on it.
Yeah.
But
JWoww. So Sammy's trying to flirt with everyone, trying to hook up with everyone like. Literally, she gives this cop her number.
In her defense, though, Ron is out dancing on the dance floor and he starts dancing and like grinding with some other chicks and she gets pissed off, which, well, I mean, like, And now in my adulthood, I don't think I would get that like, mad.
Welcome to what Mike just saw with going over to Ron. But it's like, he's not making out with the girl. And it genuinely seemed like when you see him kind of talking and being like, where is she?
Yeah.
That he was just like killing time waiting. Like, because if you look, there was girls everywhere dancing. The other roommates were there.
Yeah.
So I think it was just like friendly.
His intentions were bad.
Yeah. I was like, we dance with each other's husbands and things. Like, you go out and you do those things. So it's like, I don't think there was any intention, but I think she read it as like, oh, he's trying to hook up versus he's 20s. Like, I'm waiting for you to get back over here.
And you're wasted.
So and it's kind of the scene. And that's also like what she just dealt with Mike. Yeah. So I feel like she's like hyper vigilant about that. Yeah. But
so she gives the cop her number.
And JWoww just came to fuck shit up. So she immediately
It made my day.
Goes to snitch. I know. I love it too. Because it's just so like she is fully in her villain era.
Well,
like,
and she loves Ronnie. I mean, you saw like they had that conversation and he's like confiding in her and asking her like her opinion. So like they have like a special little connection and she is sticking up for her friend.
Oh yeah.
So
yeah, so she's like, that's not cool. You better go get your girl.
Yeah.
So then he gets pissed off and he leaves.
Yeah, he doesn't even go and like confront her, which I mean, I guess good. Seeing what Ron ends up being like when he does confront.
Yeah.
Good that he didn't.
He gets
But he kind of like took off rather than like them talking to each other and clarifying the situation.
Yeah.
And then JWoww realizes that he has left. So she goes to like check on him and make sure he's okay. That's how it's framed in the show.
Uh-huh.
But then what gets back to Sammy through this game of telephone.
Production goes and tells her that they left together.
Yes. And so she is pissed. And the end of the episode is her basically leaving like, she makes it sound like she's going to go fight JWoww, which I
she's
going to
knock a bitch out in her words.
Yeah, like that doesn't
seem
smart.
That going well for Sammy.
No,
no, like, it wouldn't. But I was like, man, how was that leap, girl?
I know. But I mean, if you
have
your producers telling you believe them and trust them.
I know.
Is fucked.
That's where I feel like nowadays there's enough reality that you know that that's like their job is to try and like.
But people still play into it. And the thing with reality TV is like, and I think this is the same thing with Jersey Shore, they just feed them so much alcohol.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes they do shady stuff, like they won't give them access to food. So you're just like drinking on an empty stomach. Yeah. Like that could have even been what happened to Snooki in episode one is like they gave them a house with no food and only alcohol. And so she's just drinking.
She just keeps drinking. Yeah.
Yeah, but I think they were feeding on that insecurity and was like, hey, he just left with another girl. And, you know, you were already like switching it up to go to him and left it on that. So, yeah, they leave it on. Did they go off and they're hooking up?
Yep.
So we're waiting to find out if single Ronnie and single Jenny.
You see her hoofing it in her little black dress.
Oh, yeah. She was mad.
Well, I guess it was like a black long shirt and shorts, maybe. I don't know.
I feel like that like was her thing, was like the little bit longer and those shorts, which, again, I remember that when that became my era outfit. That was like every night.
Yeah.
Love that because I was like.
Because it's way more comfortable than a dress.
Yeah, when you start like sweating and you don't have to worry about anything coming out. That's why once it became acceptable for like jeans or like jean shorts, I was like, oh. Yeah.
So, fallen in love with the episodes?
I mean, I do like it. Last night I was tired, so like even though this was probably the most cliffhanger ending because it's like what is this confrontation?
Are they actually
going to
be to a fight?
Yeah, I like wasn't dying to see it, but now that I've like had some sleep and had a night, I do want to see what happens next.
Yeah,
I think JWoww won this episode.
I know, but similar to last episode, how Angelina is a pot stirrer, she starts shit. JWoww does it and I love her for it. Like I don't like Angelina for it, but yeah, she it's so entertaining and she knows when to start shit. Like this was
her timing.
Yeah, she's like, I saw that, it's fucked up, I'm gonna go tell Ron.
But I think no one sees it as posturing because otherwise she stays out.
Yeah,
she's good at staying out and then she waits versus like in and nagging.
She's
like Angelina
strategic.
Did
her moment.
She was very like, we're gonna be quiet strike.
Yeah, she's very strategic about it. I love it.
Like, it was great. Who did you feel like was winning, Chelsea?
I mean, I think Snooki and Ryder.
I mean, they were having no drama, great time.
Yeah.
It's okay, so also, entertaining. The bar that they go to, I don't know if it's the middle of the day, but there's just all these people that look like they're in their 50s that are kind of cheering them on. And they're
like, no one will dance with us. So I was like, because they'll break a hip.
I love it because I think that Jersey Shore is a place where all ages go for vacation. And so throughout all of the seasons, you see them like midday, just like there's like a family sitting there just having a nice lunch and they're just like twerking it out on the dance floor.
It does. They make everything look so fun.
Yeah, day drinking.
I would have to say that this was a winning episode for Mike.
Oh, yeah?
You think
he redeemed himself?
I don't know that he redeemed himself, but I think he had a great time. I think he genuinely enjoyed making out with Nicole.
Oh, yeah.
That kissing, getting the hot tub, getting the attention that he's been craving with it from roommates. He got it. I think he got that, and I think he felt really satisfied with himself. So he didn't seem so bad in that moment, because I was like, perfect. Like, at least in this time, like, he's not whining about Ron and Sam.
Yeah, and, like, they're both into it. Like, it feels very, like, they're just they're having a good time, and it doesn't feel so, like, Sammy and Ronnie and Mike, it's all very emotionally charged. It just feels, like, casual and
fun. Like, they're like, yeah, this is fun.
Right.
And so I liked that. It was, I was a little grossed out. But
yeah, I mean, they were really sloppy.
It was, but I'm like, but they were, it was all in good fun there. Yeah. I like that it was a roommate to roommate, like, make out sesh. They're having that. Nicole's making out with her best friend.
Yeah.
And there's no drama or fighting around it. It's not leading into anything dramatic. It's
just fun.
Having fun.
Yeah.
Like, that whole hot tub thing seemed like the people in there were just full on. Cause I think Vinny was like even off to the side, just laughing it up and enjoying it. Like, they were having a great time. And I was like, there we go. That's so
like
fun.
A stark contrast to the first night.
Yeah.
But it like the same situation. So it's funny how times change. I think for me, Sammy and Ron, they're the losers of the episode because I just don't love their relationship. Honestly, I hate their relationship. It gets worse. So
I could see that.
Yeah.
I think, I hate to say it, but I feel like Angelina lost again just because she left.
Oh, I forgot she was even in this episode.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
That seems like years ago.
Like, okay, she didn't leave like episode one?
She's, you know, and I thought rewatching it, I was like, when is she going to leave? Because she is in here
She left, but I
thought it was like episode one and then Snooki is the one that's about to leave. And I'm like, what is happening? Yeah. Kick Angelina out.
Yeah, I'm like, good point, Michelle. Yeah. She was there.
She definitely
I think missed out. She missed out, I think, lifelong friends.
Yeah.
Out of all of that.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, but I have to agree with Chelsea on Ron and Sam. Because this is the beginning of them, like, this is them separating themselves right here. Like, locking down a relationship within the house is keeping you from experiencing the rest of the house.
And it's just, it's so toxic. Like, it's just, it's such a bad relationship.
And again, it gave me the skeevies with their little like cutesy trying to be like, basically I love you without saying I love you. And it's like, no, you guys, like, you're way too quick on this. Like,
well, in like day three, they're already like doing these stupid games where they're like trying to hook up with other people to get back at the other person. And it's like, you haven't even started the relationship yet. And you're already doing this.
And they're like ruining their nights over each other rather than like everyone else is
having
like
fun.
Having a blast, and you guys are going to miss out on it because you're too focused on what drama with each other.
Yeah.
So I'm like, that was kind of a down thing for
and
me.
And Jenny had just broken up with her boyfriend and she was still out having fun. Like, can't you just suck it up for a night
just
and
go
have
out
fun?
With the roommates. But it does, I think, become a reoccurring theme with those two isolating themselves.
Yeah.
They definitely kind of try and go off and do their own things. And I think it's going to rub people the wrong way.
Well, it's almost like a power dynamic, right? Because they could have just hooked up and been like, we're young and we're attracted to each other. And they could have had it not try to turn into a relationship.
Yeah.
I think that might be hard for both of them, though.
Yeah.
Because they both have these, like, external stakes in trying to, like, claim the person.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah, I can't let the other one go to possibly lose
that.
Like, Ron can't let Sam go because what if she then hooks up with Mike too? He doesn't have anything up on him. But then if Sam lets Ron go and he starts hooking up with other girls, then he didn't want me that bad.
Right. Yep. It's like a lose-lose situation. That's why you just go into it having fun, like JWoww.
I know.
She doesn't even care about her her home relationship.
Her actual boyfriend.
Yeah, just deny, deny, deny.
Yeah.
Denial. She lives in a wonderful state there.
Yeah, just go party. Who cares?
Just kiss people and be like, no, I didn't.
Right.
Put your hand in front of the camera. No one will know. If you cover your hand you over the kiss, it. No one knows.
I was just
knows.
Telling him a secret.
Right. Yeah, I was just whispering was into
if,
his mouth.
If I whispered to his mouth, could he hear it? I was listening for the sea with our mouths together.
I know.
Thanks for listening to Down to Pod. Tune in Monday for our next episode.
Don't forget to rate, review, and follow us on Instagram at Down to Pod and on TikTok at down.to.pod. If you like what you heard, we would love if you would leave us a 5-star review on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You can also find our sister podcast, Eras of Horror, and The Lost Eras on the same networks.
Until next week, beat that beat.